Welcome to the podcast series, Small Business Survival Conversations. Through our weekly conversations, we hope to provide you with strategies and insights, knowledge and expertise to enlighten you as you work to build and grow your business. Here are your hosts, Anna Steinfest and Dr. Michael Troyer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Small Business Survival Conversations. I'm Michael Troyer, and I'm here with my colleague, Anna Steinfest. Hi, Anna.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening today.
Today, our topic is ways to be more successful. In fact, that no one tells you often enough to do these things to be more successful. That's why we don't do them, perhaps. So we've got some thoughts for you to be more successful. And the first one is dear to my heart. It's to make use of the value of reflection. At one point in my life, you've probably guessed, I actually was a professor at a university in business administration, and I got to take a sabbatical for 6 months. It was a time of reflection, and two wonderful things happened. One, I rediscovered why I love teaching and wanted to go back and improve upon what I've been doing, and I'd had time to think about how I could do it better. And that wouldn't have happened without some time for reflection. But it doesn't mean we have to take a sabbatical. It just means every now and then you have to step back from what you're doing and ask yourself, how is this going? Have I done this right? Are other people listening to me when I share my thoughts? How do I communicate? All those things are part of being reflective. Oh my goodness, what? I've got a to-do list. I'm busy. I don't have time for reflection, Anna. That takes time.
I know, Michael, but you always have to look at the bigger picture than your day-to-day. Because as a small business owners, we are very busy, extremely busy. We are wearing all these different hats, accounting, marketing, HR. I don't even try to name all of the hats we are wearing. And we're so busy. However, even if you're busy, we want you to take a deep breath, stop, meditate, and look at the larger picture to make sure that you are going in the right direction. Reflect of all the action you're doing, whether they'll bring you to your desired place. It's extremely, extremely important. Like Michael right now gave you an example.
One more example that we've done, Anna, is to take a family business where the husband and wife, let's say, are working together and say, you have to take 2 hours a week. I'll go off away from the company and have a cup of coffee. At the company, you're working in the business. You're doing all these busy things. That cup of coffee makes you sit back and say, are things going the way we want? That's a reflective question. That's going to give you insights about your business that you won't have unless you're away from it, having a cup of coffee and relaxing a little bit and reflecting. So there's another example of.
I really like that, Michael, that you have to step away from your business, go get out, take a cup of coffee, go to the gym, go away from your business. Because sometimes when you try in your business, you're in the business and you start thinking, oh, I will be reflective right now or meditate, things like that, you get interrupted. Employee interruption, you have a phone call from a customer or vendor who is trying to reach you. So you truly do not have this space. So get out, step outside of your business. Another way for you to be more successful as a small business owner is you have to commit yourself to keep learning. Don't assume that what you already have, you already learned, and that's the end of it. Make sure that you read a blog, listen to podcasts. Thank you for our listeners.
Yes.
That, you know, you're trying to learn something new, new trend, new tip, new tool that will help you be more effective tomorrow. Schedule a time, even if you have to make sure that you do that.
And I want to add, don't let that little voice in you say, I don't have time. I've got too much to do. I don't have time to learn. You have to learn or your business isn't going to survive. You may have a wonderful product and you know all about how it's meant to be produced or the elements that go into it. It doesn't mean you understand how to run the financial side of the business or the legal side of the business or the employee motivation side of the business. There's so much to learn and it's going to keep you alive. So keep learning. Commit yourself. I've got a disc in my car. When I'm traveling somewhere, I'm trying to learn a new language. Why? Because there's so many people around me who speak that language and I need to know it and understand it and learn it. And it's good for my mind. That simply is another healthy way to learn.
That teaches you also, Michael, to be open for new ideas and new approaches. And in the business world is extremely important because you have every single day, you have new thing on the market. And sometimes the new invention may disrupt your current business. So you have to be ready and prepared how to take the new step or to have a backup plan to go in different direction.
I think part of that is to reflect on the fact that the moment you start a business, you begin to experience rigidness developing. That is, I finally figured out how to get this production process to work or how to serve my customer with a particular process. And I suddenly become wedded to it. And now I don't want to change anything because I think it's working. Well, there's a mistake in that. You need to be open, as Anna just said, to new approaches, new perspectives, new technology, things that can help you make that better. So don't start closing off the moment you think you've solved a problem in your business and say, oh, I don't need to worry about that anymore. I've got that fixed. I'm going to go on and say, no, wait. Keep yourself open. If you don't, someone else will see a chance to disrupt you. So keep yourself open all the time to everything going on around you. That's part of what you do at night. Maybe you read a lot, you watch things, etc.
Or you automate. Michael, we in our previous episode, we talked about automation. You know, automate the ordinary and focus on the extraordinary. But that will give you additional skill set to do so and to make sure that you're not so dependent because you cannot multiply your time, especially when you're a micro business owner. You need to multiply your time. You can't. However, with automation, you will be able to do so. So that's why we want you to educate yourself and keep reading. Schedule your time in your every day or every week, let's say for some of us, if you cannot afford every day. However, I disagree because Michael was just telling you can do it in your car. In my car, I don't listen to music. For all of our listeners, if they're small business owners, and if I hear them listening to a music in their car, no, I want to hear you listen to the new podcast, a book, everything else, but not a music. So anyway, that's from me.
And I have a business friend and we share magazines on archaeology and science and a range of other topics. Why? Because it makes my mind work. And every now and then I catch an idea that, boy, I could bring that back into my business and it would change things. You'd be amazed at what you can discover. Why would that apply to business? Well, it does. There's a number of books we could cite one day for you. It'd be a fun topic, Anna, of discoveries for business application that came out of non-business books and magazines and other things.
That is an excellent idea. You have to expand. Absolutely, Michael. Read memoirs. Look at art, because that will give you a different angle looking at your business and maybe a solution, like Michael was saying, out of the box, where your competitors already, they have not even looked at this. However, because you're expanding yourself, you're looking at art, you're looking at something else, you are able to create the new solution, and that will push your company ahead of the competition.
I think a nice way to summarize all of this is to say that you need to ensure that you take time to reflect, to learn, and to discover new ideas versus using all your time just to do things. Doing things is important to your business, but you also need to take time to reflect, learn, and discover.
Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to the Small Business Survival Conversation podcast. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. In the meantime, hook up with us on our Facebook group at Small Business Survival Tools and Tips. Till next time, thank you for listening.